Tara, what's been up with you? It's been a while since we've recorded together.
Yeah, it's been like forever. 好了 ，Our listeners missed you so much. 欢迎大家收听我们今天的早安英文。今天呢，我们的烈火老师 Joseph 又回来了。
Well, today I already had an idea about what I wanted to discuss for a long time.
Oh yeah, what is that?
That would be the word excuse and the word excuse.
好像有一点小小嘻嘻在里面啊。那说到这个 excuse 呢，大家一定都听过 excuse me。那最近呢，我常常听到 day 会说 excuse you。那这一些到底是什么意思呢？今天我们就来和大家聊一聊这个单词。它可能没有你想象中那么简单啊。那除了听我们今天这个音频呢，其实我们还给大家整理了一份对应的文字版本的笔记。考虑到大家对着耳听，学习效果会更加好。那如果你想要免费获取我们这份笔记的话呢，到微信搜索早安英文回复笔记两个字就可以了。
Well, often in English, we have a word that can be both a verb and a noun. So when they are spoken, we put a stress on different parts of the word.
比如说像produce and produce.
Yeah.
或者比如说像 present 和 present 等等等等。有很多的单词呢，它可以作为名词用，也可以作为动词用。那作为不同词性的时候啊，它们的发音会有点不一样。这个我们今天要聊这个 excuse 也是一样的。
So in your examples like present and present,、
mm-hmm.
it has two syllables, so you can definitely hear the difference.
对。
But something like use and use,One syllable, so change that S to a Z sound.
对，这个呢可能就不会那么的明显了。我估计有很多同学可能不知道啊，就是 use 这个单词，使用这个单词。它作为名词的时候呢，发音发成 use， 而作为动词用的时候呢，发成 use。
So the same kind of idea, since the word excuse and the word excuse have the word use and use in them, you could just remember it's the same.U-S-E is the
noun.
Yeah, and U-Z-E, use,
is the verb.
There you go.
所以呢大家一定要注意啊 excuse 这个词呢也是当作为名词用的时候是 excuse, 作为动词用的时候是 excuse. 好那接下来呢我们来讲一讲这个词的用法。
So, I was too excited about talking about the differences. I forgot to ask you if you know what the noun excuse means.
那我当然得知道对不对作为名词呢它是比较好理解的啊其实就是借口托词 Like there's no excuse for being late 3 days in a row 就连续迟到三天啊你是没有什么借口可言的说不过去的
well, That's a very good example sentence How about one for a verb? Can you do that?
首先解释一下作为动词它是什么意思啊作为动词的意思呢它就是 means toforgive somebody for something that they have done or allow someone to do something.
All right. And your example sentence?
Excuse me, I'm sorry for being late.
That's good enough. So, yeah, you're right. Excuse means to allow.
所以它作为动词用的时候呢就是请允许我做某事或者说请原谅我我要去做某事。And how can we use the verb excuse in a normal situation?
Well, the most normal way that I can think of is just to be polite and say something like, may I be excused?
Is it like too polite? 就是作为第一种用法呢你可以说 may I be excused? 比如说may I be excused from attending your lecture today? 我今天能不能不去参加你的讲座呢
Right, but it's not quite common to say it since we don't always speak so formally. But...It's a good use.
对，就是这种说法呢，它就是相对会非常的正式，所以大家平时听到的频率可能会稍微比较少一点。自己用的时候呢，注意一下场合。哎，那这个时候的回答是不是可以讲 "You are excused"?
Right. If we would normally say, "Can I go do something? Can I leave?" instead of saying, "May I?" And so your reply could be, "Oh, you're excused. It's fine."
所以如果说有人在征求你的意见或者说征求你的许可的时候说我能不能去做某事呢这个时候你就可以讲 you are excused 啊，可以了你被允许了
But the most common everyday way you could use it is probably when you do something on accident and you feel sorry like if you bump into someone on the bus or maybe if you needed to interrupt a person when they are speaking or thinking In these situations, you could say, excuse me.
这个大家就听得比较多了，就是不好意思，抱歉打扰一下。哎，那我们一开始讲那个 excuse you 又是什么意思呢？
Yeah,、oh. well, excuse you, something you say when you're not exactly happy.
You're not happy. I heard that you say it when you're angry.
Right. Maybe not angry, but at least very annoyed.
啊、所以它翻译成中文啊，就是说你怎么回事呢？你冒犯到我了。所以这个时候你就可以讲 excuse you.Say, what does it mean?
So, like I said before, if you maybe would interrupt someone when they're speaking, you would say, I'm sorry, excuse me, but I need to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't say anything and you just jump right in, that person might get a little bit annoyed and look at you and say, oh, excuse you, I was speaking.
So, 呢如果说你要打断别人说话的时候啊你可能会讲说excuse me. 但是如果说你没有这个礼貌的意识你没有讲的话那对方可能就会有点被你惹怒就是觉得被冒犯到了他就会讲说 excuse you. 所以这个短语呢就是用在你觉得被冒犯或者说有点恼怒的时候。好那我还有一个问题啊就是我曾经听到有人讲过说 excuse my French. Does it mean like I don't speak very good French? Forgive me?
No, it kind of means like I said a French word and I'm sorry that I said one, but it wasn't a French word. It was just, you know, a bad word, an offensive word.
A swear word?
Probably.
Oh, 所以这个时候啊就是叫做 excuse my French. 它的字面意思看起来好像是说哎，我的法语不太好原谅我。但它其实不是这个意思啊。大家知道这个英语和法语呢它是有点相爱相杀的感觉。也就是由于两国人民的就是相互喷的喷习惯了所以在语言上呢也会有一些互怼的这个行为所以这个 French 呢不是指法语而是指说不小心讲了一些粗鲁的话或者说脏话在说错话的时候呢你可以用这句话来道歉所以比如说你讲了一句脏话然后马上又讲了一句 Oops Excuse my French 好那今天呢这一期节目我们就和大家聊到这里了所以说非常简单的一个单词啊但是呢还是有大家可能不知道的一些点真正的掌握活用这些小词啊才是口语提升的关键那最后我是卡拉
And I'm Joseph
Joseph 话还是一如既往的少哈我们下期节目再见拜拜
拜拜